Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
18 minutes after 7 o'clock on Earth Day, John Landecker at 720 WGN, and we're going to spend a special edition, Earth Day edition, of the John Landecker Animal House with some of our favorite animal people, and they're all over at the Shedd Aquarium. And with us from the Shedd Aquarium, Kelsey Ryan. Good evening, Kelsey.
Good evening. How are you?
First of all, this has nothing to do with anything except I haven't been on the air at 7 o'clock for a week. It is unbelievably light outside.
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's got nothing to do with anything, but I'm looking out the window going, oh my God, it's still
almost summer.
Oh, I wish. Okay, one of my favorite stats about the Shedd Aquarium is that you're the home to 32,000 aquatic animals. That's an incredible number.
Yes, it is. There are animals and species from around the world at Shedd Aquarium. And so it is a privilege to be able to care for these animals and learn from them and be able to take what we learn and implement that in a variety of different wildlife conservation ways. And so especially on days like Earth Day, it is a great opportunity to talk about those animals and the impacts that the ways that we can help them out in the wild.
Now, I know you have got put together 5 ways to act with Shedd, and want to put this information out on Earth Day. So why don't you, instead of me saying what they are, why don't you just take it and run with it?
All right. so there are really a number of different ways people can act with us on Earth Day. You know, Earth Day every year is celebrated on April 22nd, and it's a fantastic way for us to take a pause and think about the way that we impact nature and animals and wildlife. And so what we want to do this year is give people 5 different things that they can do. And so they could be from your couch or from your kitchen, from outdoors, really anywhere it's possible for you to take action with us. And so one of those ways is by helping us push forward a new bill that has been proposed to Congress that would tackle plastic pollution. We know that plastic pollution is one of the biggest threats to aquatic wildlife, especially in our oceans and lakes here in Lake Michigan and the Great Lakes as a whole. 22 million pounds of plastic wind up in the lakes every year, and half of that is in Lake Michigan. So this particular bill, it's called the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act of 2021. It would help tackle that. And so what we're asking people to do is to sign to send a letter to Congress and ask them to support it. So that's one way people can help it.
Do you know what the content of the Plastic Pollution Act is? I mean, what does it say? Do you know?
Yes, there's a wide variety of things that it is aiming to tackle. One of them is to ask that our plastic producers are responsible for the waste that they're producing. Uh-huh. It's looking to phase out some throwaway plastic. So if you think about like styrofoam, for example, is not something that can be recycled, and it's tremendously harmful to wildlife, especially when it breaks down. Yeah. It is looking to reduce a lot of that kind of throwaway plastic. So it's holding the plastic industry responsible for its waste, pausing some construction on new plastic making plants. I know that it's incentivizing and investing in some more recycling. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that's in it. And if you go on Shedd's website, you can learn more about what's in it.
You know, I just reminded myself of a dog named Colt. And one of the annoying things that he does is try to get a hold of plastic. Plastic bottles, water, pop, it doesn't make any difference. That's what he wants. He'll get up and take them off the top of the table. All he wants to do is chew them. And so part of our taking care of Colt is making sure he doesn't do this. But this is quite a while ago, maybe last year, even 2 years ago. So Colt all of a sudden is got saliva pouring out of his mouth, okay? And he keeps trying to scratch his nose. And I've never seen anything like it. And I open his mouth and I look inside and I don't see anything. And we have a 24-hour emergency vet about 15 minutes from our house. And I'm driving him in the car, and saliva is just pouring out of this dog's mouth onto the seat and everything. And I'm like, what is going on? And as we pull into right in front of the vet, a piece of plastic pops out of his mouth. It had been, I couldn't even see it when I looked in his mouth, and I didn't feel it when I stuck my finger in there. But that's what it was. So this whole thing with animals and plastic, I'm with you 110%. Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's so much research that we found of different animals that are impacted by it. I know there's a growing body of research showing how whales specifically are ingesting plastic. Yeah. You know, they're such big animals, and there's so much little pieces of plastic in the ocean that when they're swimming along and they're eating, they're consuming it. So it is such a pervasive issue across wildlife and across the world. And so, unfortunately, also an issue for colts, but something that we hope that this bill will help us tackle.
All right. What else is on your list?
Yes. So one of the fun things, if people are looking to get outside and enjoy nature this time of year, from April 30th through May 3rd, we are hosting alongside several different partners in Chicago, including Chicago Wilderness, Chicago Park District, the Chicago Ornithological Society, and Project Budverse. We're all teaming up to get Chicago to track wildlife with us. And so over this weekend, which is next weekend, is the City Nature Challenge, which is a huge international challenge of big urban centers like Chicago, L.A., even across in Europe, Asia, et cetera, where people are coming together to try to track as many species, plants, animals as possible. And we're basically competing against all these other cities to see who can track the most wildlife in that time. And so we want Chicago to reign supreme here. So we're trying to get people to come out with us and help us track wildlife together. So for Shedd Aquarium specifically, we are hosting a day in Skokie Lagoon on May 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And anybody can stop by whenever you want. No registration necessary. We'll have our scientists there and our experts to help guide people through nature and to look for birds and frogs and salamanders and all of our local wildlife to contribute
to this. Wait
a minute.
What do you do when you see one? I mean, are you supposed to, like, catalog it? Or I mean, oh, look, there's a frog. Now what do I do?
Yeah, so there is the app or the resource that we're using to track all this wildlife is called iNaturalist. And
gotcha.
So we will be able to help people track this and input their wildlife sightings within iNaturalist. And so it's a digital database that all of that once combined helps actually contribute to research efforts globally.
Sounds great. What else you got? I know there's at least two or three more items on your list.
Yeah, sure is. so one of the big things, of course, is visiting Shedd. As you mentioned before, 32,000 animals, 15,000 species. We are excited to have people back at Shedd. We have limited capacity, so there truly is no better time to visit. It at times might feel like you have the place to yourself, or you have more space to explore and look animals in the eye. So visiting Shedd, of course, is a great way to spend every day, in my opinion, but to also, of course, celebrate nature and Earth Day, Earth Month as a whole. So that's one of them. And then, of course, we want people to act with us year round. So this is our most exciting aspect of our list, I would say, is that we have a new community that we have developed. It is called Surge. And essentially, we are getting people to sign up to become members of this new community, and people will receive directly to their email inbox that say, hey, we need you to sign this petition today. Or, hey, this is a really interesting research study that we need to get the word out about. This is something that you should be cooking at home that will help consider your footprint when it comes to the food you're eating. So it's giving a lot of people ways that they can act immediately. No matter, it doesn't have to be Earth Day, no matter what day it is, we want people to feel empowered to take environmental action and to act with us. And so one other thing you could do today is to join this new community called Surge.
And how do you do that?
You can do that on our website. If you go to www.sheddaquarium.org/surge, S-U-R-G-E, you will find a little link or you'll find a little sign up page that gives you an opportunity to input your name and your email, and you'll start to receive those alerts right away.
Awesome. Say, just that, you know, I wouldn't want to talk to the Stair Aquarium without asking, how are the penguins doing?
They're great. They're actually in their annual nesting season.
I'm not
sure if you're as familiar with nesting season.
I'm not. Well, yes and no.
So basically, this is their time of year where they're producing eggs and potentially offspring. So at this time of year, the penguins are building their nests. They're attracting mates, and they're pairing up. And so when you visit, when you visit the aquarium, you can see some of their nests that they've built with their pairs. And all through this month and next month, we might start to see some eggs being laid and potentially hatched. So there could potentially be some penguin chicks in our future at Shed Aquarium.
Golly, the shed's turned into a penguin singles bar. This is just amazing. Well, thank you so much for being with us. I hope people sign up for the Surge community. I hope they sign up and go to Skokie for the animal tracking. It all sounds fabulous. And thanks for thanks to you and the Shed for helping us celebrate Earth Day today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope you have a nice Earth Day.
Thank you very much.